Alishu Chelek Beis Tav Kuf Yud Aleph, Perek of Gimel. Beur Rashi Beisur Ribis V'yoreisa Me'eloikecha. When Rashi explains this phrase V'yoreisa Me'eloikecha in the context of the prohibition Ribis, Haneimar Bui Marchiv Yaseh Masher Bishar Arba'aseh Mekomos. We saw earlier in chapter 6 above that there were five places where the Torah says V'yoreisa Me'eloikecha, and Rashi explains that the opportunity is there to pretend that one hasn't noticed, and therefore the Torah warns us V'yoreisa Me'eloikecha. Here in Ribis, we need to elaborate. In Ribis, there's room to rationalize it, to say that it's permitted, to find loopholes, to pretend or to act through a Gentile intermediate and thereby lend to other Jews and earn interest. If the person justifies it and lends with interest openly, this would not be like the other four examples where it's something that nobody knows about, it's only in his heart. Others will know. If Reuven lends to Shimon openly in public at interest, people will know. The Torah says, V'yareisa, don't do it. When a person is moira heter, when he rationalizes that this is permitted, it's not just to ignore, to turn the other direction, like in the other four cases that we had, like pretending that one didn't see the elderly person, whatever. This is ela binyan sichli. Here we're talking about an intellectual edifice, mechuvan limtzias heter, which is constructed in order to find some loophole leisuch hamozeh into this strict prohibition. Lachen gam hayirah hamechuyevis kan, and correspondingly, the yirah that is necessary over here, einah rak iranus, not just an alertness, like we said before, shelol yisaleh meisur, so as not to ignore the prohibition. Here it's not sufficient. Tekifus hayirah tzicha levatel binyan sichli hanautz benigiah pesula. The strength, the intensity of the yirah over here needs to demolish this intellectual edifice, which is really rooted in self-interest, negative self-interest here. Gam tekifus zeis nimtzes bi'amitis. One can find, in true Yirah, one can find this intensity, this strength, shebekoicha levatel hayra'as heterim pesulim. It has the power to demolish these invalid heterim. Yirah kazeis tzericha litzeref davke le'ava. This strong form of Yirah must be combined with ahava. And the author will explain now why. Bo'ure, he invites us to analyze kol hamachloikos v'meribois b'techecher chug shemrei mitzvois nevois davka me'ava. At the very least, the majority of quarrels and dissension within the camp of shemrei Torah stems from ahava. Kol echad oyhev shitaseh v'raboi b'avodas Hashem. Everyone is attached to his particular mahalach in avodas Hashem. We have our approach and our leaders. V'chama kalu lavoi me'ava zei l'sinas b'alei shita aches. It's very easy to cross that line from love for one's own approach into a hatred of slightly different approaches. There's a great seduction, literally, in thinking. It's very attractive to think, whoever is not part of my approach in Avodas Hashem is an enemy. I need to battle against him. All the more so if a Rav whose approach is different explicitly disagrees with my Rav, there's great attraction then in personal attacks and even in denigrating such people. Here we're going beyond just finding a heter. It's a mitzvah. He is disagreeing. He is criticizing my approach. Therefore, I have to protect the honor, defend the honor of my approach, and take it further and impinge on him and denigrate and criticize and besmirch. This is the background for most machlokos within the camp of Torah observant Jews. Love can lead to hatred. Of course, it goes without saying that love is to be pure. One cannot mix into it even an iota of hatred for others. Love is to be pure. This is a point in our context, that one has to mix this yirah into the ahava, to preserve it in its purity. Rak yirei shamayim amiti yodea lishmo es atzmoy. A yirei shamayim, a real yirei shamayim, knows to prevent himself, to guard himself, shelo lifgo b'shum oifen badoglim b'shitos echelos b'avidas Hashem, not to impinge, not to hurt, not to harm those who have different approaches in avidas Hashem. Ta'anois sichlios b'ad v'neged, to present intellectual arguments for and against zoi derech hatira. Nobody is saying anything against it. You have an objection, b'vakasha. Write an article, speak, explain why it is that that particular approach has flaws, or perhaps is even possible, as long as it's la'inyan, it's an intellectual argument. Pegiois ishiois, when it becomes a personal matter, when a person criticizes the other person, hen treifa b'tachri, it's completely treif. When you have love, again, for one's own approach, which doesn't go hand in hand with yir'ah, so then the protocols are dismissed and it's mekalkeles es ashira, it becomes hatred. If love can lead to hatred itself, in itself, it's already possible. Yesoid v'chiyuv gadol, it's a great fundamental and a great obligation of here. Aseime ahava v'aseime yir'ah, again the Yerushalmi, liyois shten tzeroes b'libcha b'yachad, they have to be hand in hand, they have to walk hand in hand and be together. Me'idach, on the other side, gam hayarei alul yikashel b'sinah, a person with just yir'ah can also stumble in sin'ah, can also fall into the trap of hatred. Particularly when he sees people are not tremendously profound and they transgress. He imagines that he's fulfilling the pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Lametes. Hate those who hate you. Those who rise against you, I quarrel with them. He believes that he's doing that. Besides the point that David HaMelech is not talking about personal hatred, but hatred for the action, the incorrect action that one sees. Besides that, kvar posak ba'al hachazon ish nishu b'sa'edin ki ein bador hazeh mish yachoy leuchiach, that it's virtually impossible to find somebody who can give true teichecha. See Toras Kohanim in Kedoshim Siman Mem Beis. V'dainin l'resha'im ki anusim, and mostly resha'im bi'yameinu are really anusim. Only if he does not receive rebuke, he doesn't accept, rather, rebuke, is it permitted to hate him? And b'yameinu, people can't read proper rebuke. Not only is it forbidden to hate, one must love him too. This is in the Chazon Ish, Yerideh, Siman Beis, Seif Katan, Chafches. Harei gam yir'ah, zekukwa lemizugim ahava. Yir'ah also, we see, there needs to be mixed and merged with ahava. They cannot work by themselves, one without the other. The Shuv, once again, the Yerushalmi, aseme ahava v'aseme yir'ah, together. Yes, shten tzeroes v'libcha beyachad. The two forces have to merge within your heart. Adkan.